Yeah, I might feel defeated, and I might hang my head. I might be barely breathing, but I'm not dead, no. 'Cause tomorrow's another day, and I'm thirsty anyway. So bring up.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More water, more help. A fresh team of firefighters has arrived in the Los Angeles area, along with additional tankers, as those fierce Santa Ana winds pick up once again in Southern California. The fires have so far killed 24 people and destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. The Department of Justice making public the final report by Special Counsel Jack Smith on his election interference case against President-elect Donald Trump. Smith determining, says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio,
prosecutors had evidence to prove that the 2020 election was not stolen despite Trump's repeated allegations to the contrary. In a letter obtained by ABC News that Smith sent Attorney General Merrick Garland last week along with his final report, Smith defended his conduct as fully lawful, free of partisan influence, and vital to the aspirations of the justice system.
Confirmation hearings begin this morning for Donald Trump's pick for defense secretary, former Fox News host Pete Hegseth. This is ABC News. More than a century after the Tulsa race massacre, the Department of Justice is out with its new report on the attack that killed as many as 300 people. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Federal investigators have learned that local police helped to plan the raid into Tulsa's Greenwood section to imprison black residents. And while there are still two known survivors, Assistant U.S. Attorney General Kristen Clark says,
there is no living perpetrator for the Justice Department to prosecute.
Tulsa City Councilor Vanessa Hall Harper,
at the end of the day, it's about the political will to do what's right.
She's demanding reparations for the descendants of the victims of the Tulsa race massacre. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A book spotted on the sideline of an NFL game, shooting to the top of Amazon's bestseller list. Eagles star wide receiver A.J. Brown was caught reading the self-help book Inner Excellence while on the bench in the middle of Sunday's playoff game with the Packers. He says reading brings him a sense of peace. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Morning. Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry.
When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill from minus 20 to minus 25, and we are going to keep that wind chill just below zero throughout the day today. Sunny, our actual high 9 above this afternoon, tonight down to zero, tomorrow becoming breezy but warmer with a high of 27. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below zero.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A fight over the upcoming state budget's already looming in the legislature. Speaking to WISN-TV's Up Front, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux says his Republican colleagues will be tossing out anything in Democratic Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal that the Majority Leader considers a policy issue. The barricades are back along roads on the Lac du Flambeau Reservation. WAOW-TV in Wausau reports tribal leaders are preparing to block off roads on their reservation in under a week if the town of Lac du Flambeau doesn't pay easement fees on the roads. The tribe is giving the town till Thursday to get current. And volunteers from the Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross are assisting wildfire relief efforts in California. Northeast Wisconsin Executive Director Rebecca Rockhill says they're coordinating closely with their partners to provide food, shelter, and emotional support, as well as other critical services. Todd Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th, paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. And Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. A plea deal has been reached in a Dunn County sexual assault case. Skylar Edquist was sentenced on Monday to 2 years of probation as part of the plea deal. The 21-year-old, who was already on the sex offender registry, will now be on it for an additional 15 years. Nearly 2 years ago, Edquist was charged with sexual assault of a mentally ill victim. According to the criminal complaint, Edquist and the victim were residents at an adult assisted living facility. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on snowmobile routes and trails designation, approval of short-term borrowing for city operations, and the council will go into closed session to meet with legal counsel. There will also be reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will spend roughly $14 million on a series of biofuel and clean energy projects around Wisconsin. The money is coming from the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive and Rural Energy for America programs and is going toward 42 developments in 27 counties. And the investments include Red Cedar Dentistry in Menominee, which will use a $26,000 REAP grant to install a 24-kilowatt roof-mounted solar electric array. Falls Theater in River Falls will use a $37,000 REAP grant to install more energy-efficient heating, ventilation, and air conditioning equipment. And Oxheart Farms in Hager City will use a $19,000 REAP grant to install a small solar electric array. The Rice Lake Police Department has released a statement about a forgery attempt at Johnson Bank earlier this month. According to a police report, an unknown white male tried to cash a check at the bank January 2nd. He also gave a driver's license from Minnesota and Social Security card, which both matched the name on the check. The bank teller said the person in the vehicle wasn't the same person as the driver's license and refused to cash the check. The car didn't have a front or back plate. Neither Johnson Bank nor the victim lost any money. The Minnesota legislature is set to begin the 2025 session today, despite uncertainty over how much work will actually get done in the first few weeks. DFL representatives were sworn in during a private ceremony Sunday, and reportedly it will avoid today's opening session in the House. The boycott is an attempt to keep Republicans from taking any action on electing a speaker or conducting other House business. House rules normally require 68 members to be present to create a quorum, and Republicans hold 67 seats. Republican caucus leader and speaker-designate Lisa Demuth has called the boycott a new low for the DFL and plans to challenge any attempt to adjourn the House due to the boycott. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
A new recycling practice may explain why the amount of collected materials dropped by nearly 7,000 tons between 2013 and 2022 in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Policy Forum Senior Research Associate Tyler Burns says it's called lightweighting. Companies have shifted to using less materials to package their products, which of course leads to less waste in the system. Burns says a plastic water bottle today weighs nearly 40% less than one from just 10 years ago. Applications to join the Wisconsin State Patrol will close in less than a week. The Wisconsin State Patrol says it's accepting both in-state and out-of-state applicants for its 71st and 72nd recruit class. Either a two-year degree, relevant military training, or 60 college-level credits are required to apply. Applications are due by Sunday. A Wisconsin-based retailer will be closing stores across the country. On Friday, Kohl's announced its plan to close 27 underperforming stores in 15 states by April. None of the stores are here in Wisconsin. The announcement comes as the Menominee Falls-based retailer has seen 11 straight quarters of sales declines. The move is aimed to boost profitability and improve sagging sales. The number of employees affected by the plan was not disclosed. The University of Minnesota is seeking $235 million from the Minnesota legislature for its upcoming budget. Officials say if they don't get the requested money, they will need to increase tuition. The Board of Regents says $120 million of the funding would be used to invest in 26,000 employees living across Minnesota. Another $30 million would be targeted to make sure that more than 70,000 students are fully supported while studying at the U of M campus. $45 million would go toward helping health science programs to train nurses, doctors, and technicians. Wisconsin is one of the best states to raise a family. A new report by Wallet Hub ranked all 50 states based on median family income, affordable housing, and school quality. The study ranked Wisconsin eighth best, with Massachusetts and Minnesota at the top of the list. New Mexico and Mississippi were put at the bottom of the list. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking for Valentines for Veterans. Program specialist Jody Barnett says the Valentines get delivered to three veterans housing and recovery program locations across the state. They're asking for any sort of gifts or cards you want. Just don't send food or candies. Now, Valentines get delivered to three veterans housing and recovery program locations across the state, including the Veterans Home in Chippewa Falls. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The Minnesota Vikings playoff run is over. The Rams dominated the Vikings 27-9 in the wild card in Arizona. The Rams jumped out to a 24-3 lead at halftime and never looked back. LA will travel to play the Philadelphia Eagles for a spot in the NFC Championship game. Sam Darnold finished 25 of 40 for 245 yards, one touchdown, one interception, and a fumble. Justin Jefferson had five catches for 58 yards in the setback. Anthony Edwards poured in a game-high 41 as the Timberwolves crushed the Wizards 120-106 in D.C. Edwards had 20 of his 41 in the fourth quarter. Julius Randle added 20 points and 10 rebounds for the Wolves, who have now won four of their last five. The Wolves will host the Warriors tomorrow. High school basketball from last night on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Boys basketball from last night. Mondovi defeated Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser 49-45. Spring Valley over Luck 82-32. Elk Mound defeats Fall Creek 62-54. Cadott over Boyceville 76-49. Wabasha Kellogg defeats Leroy Ostrander 60-56. And it was Holman over New Richmond 83-74. Girls basketball from last night. Wabasha Kellogg won over Leroy Ostrander 44-35. High school basketball today on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard in the Dairyland Conference. Elma Pepin is at Augusta. Blair Taylor hosting Osseo Fairchild. Elma Center Lincoln at Cochran Fountain City. Aliva Strum travels to Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. In the Dunn St. Croix Conference tonight, Durand, Arkansas hosting McDonald Central. Middle Border Conference boys hoops, St. Croix Central at Amory. Baldwin Woodville hosting Prescott. Osceola at Ellsworth. Girls basketball tonight in the Dairyland Conference. Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran at Aliva Strum. Cochran Fountain City travels to Elma Center Lincoln. Osseo Fairchild hosting Blair Taylor Augusta at Elma Pepin. Dunn St. Croix Conference girls basketball tonight, Durand, Arkansas at Boyceville. You'll be able to hear that game here on WRDN with the Advent Health Panther preview at 7, tip-off at 7:15. Other Dunn St. Croix girls games tonight, Mondovi at Colfax, Elk Mound hosting Glenwood City, Spring Valley at Plum City Elmwood. Middle Border Conference basketball tonight, Amory at Altoona, Prescott hosting Ellsworth, Baldwin Woodville at St. Croix Central, Osceola is at Somerset. Again, tonight we'll have coverage of Durand, Arkansas at Boyceville Girls Basketball. Our coverage begins at 7 on WRDN.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
The Rams are moving on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, rolling to a 27-9 win over the Vikings in wildcard action in Glendale, Arizona last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. LA jumped out to a 24-3 halftime lead and never looked back. The Rams now heading to Philadelphia to face the Eagles on Sunday. The Packers are the latest team to reportedly show interest in Cincinnati receiver T. Higgins. ESPN's Ben Solak said the Bengals don't have the money to pay the wideout, and the Packers head into the offseason with plenty of cap space. Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich and vice president of player personnel John Eric Sullivan drawing interest from other teams around the league. The Packers receiving a request from the Bears to interview Stenovich for their vacant head coaching position. Sullivan has interviewed with the Tennessee Titans for their GM's job. Former Packers head coach Mike McCarthy down in Dallas. The two sides couldn't agree on the length of a new contract, leaving McCarthy to pursue other NFL opportunities. Packers players cleaned out their lockers and started the exit interview process yesterday. Tight end Tucker Kraft said the season wasn't a failure, but certainly it was a disappointment. Kraft was still stewing over the one and done in the playoffs.
As a team, we need to wake up. How many times do we have to just, everyone talks about how we're just not okay with just making the playoffs, but we have yet to walk the walk. So going forward, I'm going to embrace everything that I put into this game and then, you know, take on a little bit more of a leadership role, try to get people on the same wavelength that I'm on.
Badger coach Greg Gard shooting for win number 200 at Wisconsin tonight when the 24th-ranked Badgers host Ohio State. 8 p.m. tip time at the Kohl Center on Peacock. Wisconsin 3-2 in Big Ten play. 7th-ranked Marquette on the road in Big East action at DePaul tonight. The Bucks are back in the home court tonight. They will play host to the Sacramento Kings at Fiserv Forum. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Forecast for today, partly cloudy early and then sunshine this afternoon. We'll have highs near 10 above, northwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, lows near 1 below. For Wednesday, sunshine, we'll have highs in the upper 20s. Do have some clouds across the region this morning. Wabasha, Nelson, 4 below. Lake City and Pepin, 6 below. Mondovi and O'Galley, 8 below. Plum City, 10 below here at WRDN. 7 Below with Keith Urban and Somebody Like You. It's 722.
Now there's just one thing, the only thing I wanna do.
Sometimes it's hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't wanna take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I wanna love somebody.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. And Martin Luther King, you said your favorite movie star would always be James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want
down at a local beer joint with a few of the guys. This cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer. Gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. Think to yourself, I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Ella Langley, Riley Green, You Look Like You Love Me, 733. I'm Brian Winnikins and good morning and happy Tuesday. Another cold one out there this morning, but looks like we'll have some warmer weather on the way, at least for a few days. We'll have our weather forecast here coming up next hour. We'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like me to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. Or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM and send us a message that way. Plus, we'll tell you about drones causing a panic at an international airport. We'll tell you about that this morning. Also, this morning, Lincoln, Nebraska, another one of those communities naming the snowplows. They've released the names that are up for the finalists. We'll tell you about some of the names they have to name their snowplows. I think we need to do that around here. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Let's see. Last night, of course, with the Vikings Rams game wrapped up the wild card weekend, and for Packer and Viking fans. Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'll just say, wow, that was what a terrible weekend if you're a Packer or Viking fan. Unless, of course, you're like me and you always bet against the Vikings in the playoffs, then it's like, winner, winner, steak dinner. Oh, what a beating. I'm just, you know, I know Packers played terrible, but wow, that was just, oof. And of course now, because of the big egg that Sam Darnold laid last night in the two big games, the last game against the Lions and last night's game against the Rams, of course, everyone's like, uh-oh, maybe we shouldn't sign this guy to a long-term contract. We better not trade McCarthy, their first-round pick from this past year, who got hurt, of course. So now they might be looking for options. And, you know, history has a way of repeating itself. Just saying. Now starting for the Minnesota Vikings. Number 12.
Aaron Rodgers. Oh, what a carnival that would be.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Forecast for today, partly cloudy early, then sunshine this afternoon, highs near 10 above, northwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, lows near 1 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, highs upper 20s. And for Thursday, partly sunny, warmer still, highs in the mid-30s. Currently across the region, we do have clouds and Wabasha, Nelson 4 below, Lake City and Pepin 6 below, Mondovi and O'Galley 8 below, Plum City at 10 below. Here at WRDN, 7 below with Luke Bryan. Rain is a good thing. Good morning. It's 7:37.
My daddy spent his life looking up at the sky. He cussed, kicked the dust, saying, son, it's way too dry. The clouds up in the city, the man complains, but where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain, it's a good thing. Ain't nothing like a kiss out back in the barn, wringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Yeah, where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Johnson does a little dance, creaks on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they wanna cuddle, kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. It's a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing.
So long, see you around. Seen all I wanna see of this town. I'm out of town and I'm out of tears. Out of my mind and I'm out of here. Who needs a heartache, baby? Who needs a pain? Who needs to hang around and take the Jay. Sure makes it hard to walk away. I gotta go, I can't take this abuse. Why are you smiling but I lie to you? Who needs a heartache, baby? Who needs the pain? Who needs to hang around and take the blame? Who needs a woman to make him blue? Who needs you, baby? I do. My head full of doubts. Tell me just what you think you got. I can't live without. Who needs a heartache, baby? Who needs the pain? Who needs to hang around and take the blame? Who needs a woman to make him blue? Who needs you, baby? Hang around and take the blame. Who needs a woman to make him blue? Who needs you, baby? I guess that'd be me. Who needs a heartache, baby? Who needs the pain? Who needs to hang around and take the blame?
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Cut me.
settle down. That's what I always thought. Yeah, I was that kind of man, just ask anyone. I don't dance, but here I
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lee Bryce, I Don't Dance, 750. I'm Brian Winnikins. And at UW-Madison's School for Beginning Beef production begins today. This is an online educational series. And the first session is tonight from 7 to 8.30. This is an online session. Business of Beef, what are your options? You can still register and be a part of that. Just to visit the UW Extension Services website. What state is the healthiest state in America? Well, apparently it's Washington. That, according to a new report by health experts at Universal Drug Store, which ranked Washington in first place with the state with the fewest bad habits. The rankings were based on several factors, including smoking rates, binge drinking, and sleep. So apparently, nobody smokes, nobody binge drinks, everybody just sleeps, or they get enough sleep. Utah came in second on the list with the state with the least amount of bad habits.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Break the winter blues during the second annual Lake O'Galley Association Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event Saturday in O'Galley. Prizes in six different fish categories or catch O'Gal and win $20,000. The winter event includes kids drawings, door prizes, raffles, and more. Diamond sponsors include the O'Galley Sportsman's Club, Sunstrom & Company, Maxville Truck & Repair, Ron and Paul Sins, and Tim and Sue Anderson. The second annual Lake O'Galley Association Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event this Saturday in O'Galley.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's hard to find the perfect time to say something you know is gonna change everything. Living with the shame, it ain't nothing like the pain that I saw on her face. Now me and my pile of things that she threw out the window, drowning next to me. No 7 years of good can't hide the one night I forgot to wear that ring. So let it rain, let it pour, she don't love me anymore. Just let it come down on me, let it come down on me. Every word, let it hurt even more than I deserve. Let it come down on me, let it come. Thing I remember was the unfamiliar taste of someone on my lips. It's too late to turn around when the shades start coming down. The guilt you feel is the last thing on your mind. So let it rain.
Let's go.
Don't want you for the weekend. Don't want you for a night. I'm only interested if I can have you for life. Yeah. I know I sound serious. Oh, yeah. So don't try to run.
got you good. Yeah, I've already planned it. Here's how it's gonna be. I'm gonna love you and you're gonna fall in love with me. Yeah. So don't try to run, honey. Love can be fun. There's no need.
Found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Firefighters on standby, ready to attack any new wildfires. People are being urged to keep their emergency alerts turned on at all times as the winds pick up. Here's ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z with more on the forecast.
This morning there will be a peak, and again tomorrow morning.